You know, there are other couple of principles I want to present for us, and that falls in the verses 8 and 9 and 10. For I have commanded the young men not to touch them. I have to say this. You might think I'm a crazy man, but that's quite all right. Sometimes I'll be joking, my daughters are telling me, you know what? I feel for the first boy who's going to knock on the door and say, I'm here to take my daughter out. I keep joking with them, but they think they're joking, but I'm not. I assure you I'm not. I feel sorry for this young man. In the sense of this. That first of all, I keep reminding them that if you went on a date, you can rest assured I will be there. And she will ask me, why would you want to be there? I tell her to make sure that this young man is keeping his distance. And listen, this is something that we have to take it in. We have to keep things pure. We have to keep conditions pure. Young brother, you keep your distance. Young sister, make sure he keeps his distance. We're going to be very practical. Because listen, there's a lot of believers in Christianity are falling into these things. Simply because we're not taking the word of God seriously. Why do you think Boaz will tell his young man touch or not? If they were so wonderful and if he doesn't know the nature that is in them. And this is the same exhortation we need in our days. That listen, it's nice to have fellowship sisters with sisters. It's nice to have fellowship brothers and sisters. But you have to keep conditions pure. Keep thyself pure. And when he was exhorting Timothy, the Apostle Paul, he says, and when you talk to a younger sister, with all purity. And I hope that if there's one thing we can take with us tonight, is that mentality, that you know what, the Lord is watching so that we might be partakers of His holiness. And when you keep conditions pure, you are becoming partaker of His holiness. The second part, when you keep conditions pure amongst the brothers and the sisters, He brings up the responsibility now of the young brothers regarding sisters. That ye shall drink from the water which the young men should draw. And that comes where the public responsibility comes in. Young brethren, I've been saying that for a little while. I don't know. It is your time. It is your time. Stop looking of who is going to take and bring the word and feed and provide water for the people of God. It is your time right now to start drawing water and give it to the sisters and give it to the saints of God to make the word of God precious and refreshing to the hearts. There are so many hearts that are down. There are so many hearts that are discouraged. And it's your responsibility, if the Lord will give you a word of ministry, to draw water and to refresh the hearts of the sisters and the brothers alike. And this is what Boaz had in mind. He wanted pure conditions, and he wanted young men that are exercised to dig wells and to bring this refreshing water and bring it before the saints of God. Let them be encouraged.
You know, the dangers of living in a world like this, yes, while we're in the company of one another here, it's certainly very easy to remind ourselves about purity, about how to conduct ourselves, whether we're here at Grove City or the conferences. But let me tell you, pick yourself out and put yourselves up in the driveway and ask your girl to go back into the world in which you live, and you see how young people your age behave, dress, act. See, they're not destined for the same place that you are. They're not sons of God, children, joint heirs, on. But you never should lose sight of who you are and how you conduct yourselves. How important it is to be a light in a dark world. Because when you conform to the way this world lives, your testimony is shot. You see, your testimony is critical, not only for each other, but for the world in which you live. Purity is so important in how you conduct your life and may others. You know what? You yourselves, this group that's in here, need to encourage one another simply by how you act, how you behave, how you conduct yourself, how you dress. Very important to encourage each other as well as yourselves when you get out. And you're out away from here starting next week. And you're out of work, or you're out of college, or you're out of high school, whatever it may be, just because the world conducts themselves in one way and dresses that way, doesn't mean you've got to look, smell, and act like the world. Conduct yourself like who you are and where you're going.
New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, stood for a man not to touch a woman. Same thing, but that law is the same as no men, so it's applicable today as it was applicable back then. You think of the promise here that is given to this godly woman in verse 12, the Lord recompense thy work and the full reward be given thee by the Lord God of Israel, for whose wings have I come to trust. Now here, just want to, if we want to remember again what we discussed this morning. There was another young woman that made a decision just one chapter back. And you don't see her entering into any of this. She can't come into the Lord's, this full reward. She can't come into this under whose wings thou art come to trust. That's not her circumstance. She had made the short-term decisions we discussed this morning that had long-term consequences. And so we see the blessing of being different for the sake of the Lord. We see the blessing of having a testimony and a witness for his sake. And we see the blunder of making short-term decisions that aren't honoring to the Lord.
Now, just kind of a question. Does Boaz have to instruct the young men because the young men are necessarily wicked? Or is it because he recognizes the danger that happens when there's no watchfulness? Because I think the instruction is this. We have to be careful. See, when Boaz is there, the young men are going to behave themselves because Boaz is right there. But when Boaz leaves, if their mind is away from their master, well, then anything could happen. The danger isn't only from without. The danger is from within because we still have the old nature inside of us. Uncle John said Boaz knows the nature of his young men. And the lesson to us is we have to... The Lord gives us our instruction right here. We are told, like Uncle Doug said in Corinthians, not to touch young men. We are told this. And we have to remind ourselves of this to keep ourselves pure.
That is, glad there wasn't a Boaz to tell David when he stood on the roof. So as far as you know, these young men being wicked young men, they were young men. Put it that way. You know, godly, ungodly. They were young men.